Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon, we have Sam Forbes.
Great to be here, Don.
Thank you, Sam. We also have a special guest who I'll introduce in a moment. First, Sam, I just wanted to alert you. You know, we're welcoming a large audience today. The folks down in Georgia are going to be listening to our show live broadcast as well for the first time, which means, of course, that you and I are going to have to make sure we talk louder than we normally do since we have to reach a broader audience, okay? So let's try to remember to speak a little bit more loudly, okay?
That's not a problem for me, usually.
Okay, good. All right. Anyway, welcome to the folks down in Atlanta. Our special guest today is a good friend of the Wilner Window, someone who we enjoy having, Dr. Duffy Mackay. He's a naturopathic physician. He is an expert on omega-3 oils, fish oils, and that category of supplements, and therefore it's not too surprising that he's the research advisor for the Nordic Naturals Company. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mackay.
Thank you for the nice introduction.
You're welcome. Okay, now, I always enjoy having you on because, as I've said many times, when it comes to the category of omega-3, EPA, DHA, fish oil type supplements, we have a category that has so much research behind it that there's little that you can criticize. In fact, it's almost hard to argue that not that everybody should be taking an omega-3 supplement. So before we get into some of the newer developments, maybe we should cover some of the basics first, just to set the ground rules here. Tell our listeners just why these fish oil supplements are so important.
Well, as you mentioned, it's arguably that everyone should be taking them. And where does that come from? That comes from the fact that these are essential nutrients. And in the world of vitamins and minerals, there are certain ones the human body does not make itself or does not make sufficient quantities of. And these are known as essential nutrients. And so, for instance, vitamin C is an essential nutrient. If you don't get enough vitamin C, you end up with scurvy. So about 1929, a couple researchers, Burr and Burr, discovered that in fat, there's something that's in fat. If you give rats a fat-free diet, they have complete failure to thrive and reproduce. So what they discovered was there are two fatty acids, or a category of fatty acids, that the human body absolutely must consume from external sources. And these are the omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. And so we've discovered that without these nutrients, certain parts of the body will just fail to develop, including the brain. It's one big area for omega-3 fatty acid research. And so that is why these are such foundational nutrients. And what we've done over time, I mentioned both the omega-6 and the omega-3 are valuable to the human body because they play integral roles in the immune system, the inflammatory processes, cell membrane structure. They're very, very important in many ways. And they actually are like the yin and yang of fatty acids. They balance each other. Omega-6s and omega-3s work together. Omega-6s are a bit pro-inflammatory. They support inflammation in the body. The omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. Both of these mechanisms are necessary for human survival. We need inflammation at times. We need inflammation when we're injured or when we have an infection to help the body battle. So inflammation is like war in the body. But at the same time, that inflammation needs to resolve. And there needs to be resolution of that inflammation, and that's where the omega-3s come. And the big story in medicine that's captured the attention of the World Health Organization and the American Heart Association and the American Psychiatric Association is that over the past 30 to 50 years, we've increased the amount of omega-6 fatty acids in our food supply dramatically. So at one point, we had about a one-to-one, one part omega-6 to one part omega-3s. But then we learned how to refine certain vegetable oils, soy oil, safflower oil, corn oil, and we start putting them in everything we eat. Bagels, chips, crackers, nutrition bars. Omega-6s have become ubiquitous in our food supply. Plus, we keep reducing the amount of omega-3s in the food supply. For instance, cattle once ate grass. Grass is a source of omega-3s. Now we feed the cattle corn. Corn is a source of omega-6. So steaks, like a grass-fed cattle, for instance, can have up to 4% of the valuable omega-3 fatty acids. Well, if you take that same cow and feed it grain its whole life, specifically corn, now it has 0.04% omega-3 fatty acids. Same thing for eggs. You feed the chickens worms and bugs and grass, they're rich in omega-3s. You feed the chickens corn, they're rich in omega-6. So we've basically eliminated our sources of omega-3s. At the same time, we've increased the omega-6s. So what all these medical professionals and healthcare policymakers are realizing is everybody is running around with a background level of inflammation in the body, inside the blood cells, in the brain. And this mechanism may be contributing to a lot of the chronic diseases that we're faced with today.
Well, you know, you touch on a number of very interesting points. The first thing that caught my attention was the fact you pointed out that we need to get at least some of these essential fatty acids from our diet. And here you have a lot of people, and I know a lot of them, who remain convinced that a low-fat diet is the way to lose weight and the way to protect their heart and so forth. And really, I think they might be doing themselves a disservice by treating fats as if it's the evil empire, and that's incorrect. Am I right?
Absolutely. I've met a gentleman who works with weight loss specifically, and he actually has written a nice little personal paper to his patients about how the first thing that happens with a low-fat diet, typically in most people, is they become deficient in the valuable omega-3 fatty acids. Well, deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids can contribute to depression. So his theory is the yo-yo diet happens when someone starts a low-fat diet, they go deficient in omega-3s, they become depressed, and they reach for comfort foods. First thing you do when you're depressed is you try to fill that void with many people with eating or other addictions. And so then they get down in the dumps, they break the diet, they pig out for a while, and then they go back to the diet. So low-fat diets, and many, many professionals have realized low-fat diets are not the way to go.
Okay, now I want to ask you about the importance of a brand identification in selecting omega-3 oils. We want to talk about the dosage. We want to talk about the specific health problems that where we can use these types of oils as a therapeutic agents. And we're going to do all that in just a moment. The other thing that I wanted to ask you was, You were talking about the imbalance of omega-6 and omega-3. So very briefly, from a dietary standpoint, for the average person, where are the most common sources of the omega-6 bad guy type of fatty acids? What food groups, you know, if somebody eats a lot of this or that, are they the ones who are getting too much omega-6? What would those groups be?
I would say the two biggest culprits we're looking at are corn oil and soy oil. Corn oil and soy oil are two oils that we have in our food supply that are very rich in omega-6, and they're put into a lot of processed foods. So
if you had asked me the question, I would have said dairy products and meat products. Now, am I off base there?
You're a little bit off base there in a sense, though. Those are rich sources of omega-6 fatty acids, but they are, when the dietitians and people are looking at the globe, that does not appear to be where we're getting this overabundance. Those are sources of what we call arachidonic acid.
Right.
Both meat and dairy have a fair amount of arachidonic acid, which, strangely enough, is also a valuable fatty acid for the brain that should be kept in balance. Now, when the Paleolithic diet, people refer to the Paleolithic diet quite a bit as a sort of possible model we should be trying to reproach, and that's essentially a meat and vegetables moderate grain type diet, and I guess what I'm saying is, if you look at populations that live off closer to a Paleolithic or meat and grain and Mediterranean type diet, they don't have this overabundance of omega-6s.
Okay.
It's modern societies where they have a lot of processed food where you get this high ratio of omega-6s and this inflammatory issue.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll start taking your phone calls perhaps after the next break. But if you want to get lined up with your questions for Dr. McKay right now, you're welcome to do so. The phone number is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about these omega-3 oils, fish oils, and so forth, or other vitamin, mineral, herb, homeopathy questions, please feel free to give us a call. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
We'll be back with Dr. McKay in just a moment.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aid garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits. The improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Okay, now this is Don Goldberg again. Before we continue, I just want to remind you folks that if you're looking for the best choices of nutritional supplements and the best professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will find you'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we are always running special sales. Here are some examples. American Health and Home Health right now, 35% off list. Natrol, Nature's Way, Twin Lab, Natron, and many other lines, 30% off list. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
Pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free, and if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you ought to be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either one of our two stores in Manhattan or in our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, and we'll be taking your calls in just a few moments.
This is Don Goldberg. Wow, do we have a deal for you from Doctor's Best. What would you say if I told you we are now offering Doctor's Best high absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams 60 veggie cap size at only $10.45 per bottle? That's 45% off the new reduced list price. Yes, this is the same CoQ10 that is vital to metabolic energy production, necessary for optimal heart muscle function, healthy gums, and a healthy immune system. The same CoQ10 that is a precursor to ubiquinol, the powerful antioxidant. Now, you do not have to let the high price of CoQ10 prevent you from taking the amount you really need. Take advantage of this great special from Doctor's Best. High absorption CoQ10, 100 milligrams, 60 veggie cap size. As I said, only $10.45 per bottle. Doctor's Best from Wilner Chemists. Wow, what a deal.
And for those of you who prefer a soft gel form of CoQ10, Doctor's Best 100 milligrams 60 soft gels is on sale as well at $10.45.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Duffy Mackay. You're listening to the Wilner Window. As I promised, if you want to get in line to ask us questions, you can call 1-800-321-0710. In the meantime, we're going to try to finish our discussion of some of the basics about fish oil, omega-3 supplements. Regarding fish oil supplements, one of the unique things is that here we have a situation where, in many respects, taking your omega-3s as a supplement has advantages over taking it as a food or as part of your diet. This is not usually the case. Dr. Mackay, why is the supplement form of omega-3 oils in many ways preferred over dietary omega-3?
This is because the supplement form goes through a multi-step distillation process that allows you to remove any environmental contaminants. Unfortunately, our oceans have become ubiquitously contaminated with things like lead and mercury and PCBs and dioxins. These are things that are released into the atmosphere and find their way into the ocean and then bioaccumulate into the fish. So they've done studies, and virtually all fish do contain some level of toxins. So when clinical studies have taken actual fish to the lab versus fish oil supplements to the lab and have had them tested for environmental contaminants, and found that fish oil, because of the processing and removing virtually all to undetectable levels of environmental contaminants, that you get your omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil without any risk of environmental contamination. And this has gone to the level of both the Environmental Protection Agency and the FDA have sort of sounded the alarm with certain species of fish that are known to bioaccumulate lots of toxins, such as swordfish, one of my personal favorites, lives a long time in the ocean, gets really big, and has a lot of time to sort of accumulate these toxins in its fatty tissue. So they recommend no more than 2 4-ounce servings per week for adults, and even less for children, and less for pregnant women. And for a lot of us who practice natural medicine and really are concerned about environmental contaminants, we say, wow, the benefits of omega-3s are so substantial. I want to make sure I'm getting enough of them, so I'm going to eat fish 5 times a week. Well, if you do that, then you're going to be exposing yourself to a lot of mercury, specifically also lead and PCBs and dioxins. So a couple studies were published recently that basically said fish oil, safer than fish, source of omega-3 fatty acids without the risk of toxicity. And you're right, it is one of the few food sources where this is true. And even unfortunately, we're running out of fish. And so we're farming fish, and they found that farm-raised fish, they're feeding corn. So our farm-raised fish are now a more significant source of omega-6s, and they bioaccumulate toxins more.
Okay. Well, this kind of leads me in then to the question about the importance of the brand of fish oil supplement that you purchase. You know, there's a wide range. There's cheap stuff out there, and there's expensive stuff out there. You represent a company that I think has a reputation for making one of the higher quality products. How important is it that the consumer pay attention to buying a brand such as Nordic Naturals, rather than something that may be a too cheap to be true, so to speak?
Well, it's essentially like the difference between, you know, let's say catfish caught in the Great Lakes and wild salmon caught in Alaska. There's a difference in the quality, the nutritional value, and the, you know, environment it grows up in. And so with fish oil, it's a unique biologically, it's essentially an animal part. I mean, it's extracted from an animal. So it's also very sensitive to oxidation. So Nordic Naturals is a company that focuses on fish oil manufacturing. It's 100% fish oil company. So it's worked over the last 12, 15 years on perfecting on how to get the fish from the ocean to the factory through the distillation process, exposing it to as little heat and oxygen as possible, and coming out with the freshest, highest quality fish oil at the end of the day. It's very similar to when you go to a fish market and you're selecting a piece of fish for dinner. You look at it, you smell it. If it doesn't smell fishy and doesn't smell rancid, you know that's a nice piece of fish. Same thing for your fish oil. Bite into your capsule. If it tastes rank and fishy, well, that's an oxidized product. You don't want to take it. So Nordic Naturals goes through many, many steps, including third-party testing, to validate that the product meets a certain standard.
You know, many companies offer their fish oils in liquid form, and obviously they probably do their best to prevent their products from tasting that fishiness. As a matter of fact, if they did, they probably wouldn't do well with their oils. So are those good fish oils? Would you consider those?
I actually take a liquid cod liver oil myself, and mm-hmm. so do my children. It's a way to get a nice high dose in there without exposing yourself to additional soft gels. I mean, mm-hmm. I take a lot of nutritional supplements, so I figure if I'm going to take a couple grams of fish oil, instead of taking 3 to 6 caps of fish oil, why don't I just do it in a liquid form? And taste becomes extremely, extremely important for compliance. And in the medical world, we always tell doctors, look, what do you want out of your fish oil? You want results. You want less heart attacks. You want less strokes. You want better mental function. To get these benefits, the patients need to take the fish oil regularly.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, thank you for that. We have to take a little break right now. We'll be back in a few moments.
Hi, Julie. Would you like some ice cream?
I'd love to, Mike, but I'm lactose intolerant, and dairy products and I do not agree. I get cramps and intestinal distress whenever I eat them.
Have you heard about probiotics? I'm lactose intolerant, too, but you'd never know it. I take Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. It helps my digestion. Because Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus capsules do not need refrigeration, I carry them with me. Actually, I've just taken a couple to help me digest this mocha almond ice cream cone. You see, Julie, probiotics contain lactic acid bacteria, which aids in the digestion of dairy products and may reduce the symptoms of lactose intolerance. Taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore your colon to good health and improve function.
Wow, that sounds great. Where can I get Dr. O'Hara's?
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists in Manhattan or on the web at www.wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount price, of course.
Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Ryan with WOR Traffic. Quite a few things working on the New England Thruway northbound at exit 8 for Pelham Parkway. A vehicle is on fire, blocking at least one lane, and all lanes are subject to full closure. We are finding delays back to the Bruckner interchange. Southbound side, just some minor rubbernecking delays are reported. At the inbound George Washington Bridge upper level, we're finding delays building again to about 25 minutes, then a moderate ride across the span. Best approach would be the lower level, with no delays reported. Outbound side, upper and lower levels are doing just fine. Over at the Holland Tunnel, inbound from the New Jersey Turnpike approach, left lane is closed until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning for maintenance. We are finding delays of about 30 minutes as a result. Then a 20 to 25-minute wait from the 1 to 9 approach. Outbound is a minor 5-minute delay. Grand Central Parkway, eastbound at the BQE, heavy traffic reported due to an accident with up to two lanes blocked. You'll see slight delays on the westbound side by the fairgrounds and again into the BQE. On the BQE southbound between Northern Boulevard, we've got...
Hi, this is Don Goldberg. I hope you will join me when I present an educational lecture at the New York Open Center on Friday evening, June 20th, 7 p.m. My topic is the best supplements for your health, separating fact from fiction. I'm sure that many of the questions you have about supplements will be answered. I also assure you that you will get factual, no-holds-barred, tell-it-like-it-is information not available elsewhere. For more information, including costs, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or to the New York Open Center website, www.opencenter.org, or give them a call directly, 212-219-2527, extension 2. I hope to see you there. That's Friday, June 20th, at the New York Open Center, 212-219-2527. 219-2527.
News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Jarrow Formulas has a new product, Blackberry and Lutein, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Black currant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue, improve your vision with Jarrow Formulas, Black Currant, and Lutein capsules. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
Come to my way.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Duffy McKay. As I promised, let me extend the invitation. If you'd like to call in with your questions, the phone number is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. I have a lot more I'd like to ask Dr. McKay, but I think, in fairness, we ought to take a few phone calls. Sam, who's first lined up on the phones?
Okay, Don, we've got William from Brooklyn. You're live. Hi, William. You're live on The Wilner Window.
How you doing? I'm taking the Nordic Natural Ultimate Omega. Now, I have a serious case of psoriasis, and I have an elevated C-reactive protein because of that, but all the other lipids are normal. I want to know how many grams a day should I take of the Ultimate Omega, or should I add 369s to it?
You should stick with the Ultimate Omega, in my opinion. Some people would add a little bit of the GLA, the omega-6 GLA from the omega-369. There is some evidence that can help psoriasis. The 2-gram total omega-3 dose is which I would shoot for. But in your question, I would want to also make sure you're getting enough vitamin D. I've found clinically that vitamin D at higher doses is really synergistic with the omega-3 fatty acids. So you'd be looking at somewhere in the ballpark of 5,000 IUs of vitamin D per day. You have the option of doing that supplementally, or maybe move down to Mexico and get some sunshine on a regular basis. But, you know, psoriasis, very tenacious, very difficult to treat. And so getting a 2-gram omega-3 total dose with the vitamin D levels, and I've also had some success with topical vitamin D in that case. So, again, so 2 grams, that would be upping it to 4 capsules a day of the Ultimate Omega Nordic Naturals. Start there. Now, the anti-inflammatory dose, when you're really looking at conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory arthritis, they shoot for 3 grams. So to lower that C-reactive protein, if the 2 grams doesn't cut it, bump it up to 3 grams. That'd be 3 caps twice a day of the Ultimate Omega liquid. And again, add that vitamin D.
You know, Dr. McKay, you know, if somebody's taking an omega-3, and obviously you pointed out early in the show that most people are deficient because of their diet and because of the food sources are so depleted, does it take a while for this every cell in the body or all the different structures to actually start incorporating the omega-3 into the structures before they see any changes?
Absolutely, you're correct. The mechanism at which it will improve is the omega-3s actually become part of your body. They become part of the cell membranes, the lipid bilayer. And this takes anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks to occur. So they've done studies right away. Your serum levels, your blood levels will go up. About 4 to 6 weeks later, your blood cell membrane levels will go up. And then they found that about 3 months later, your adipose tissues, your actual adipose cells, will start to incorporate more omega-3 fatty acids and displace some of the other fatty acids. So they're looking at omega-3s as actually improving body composition and weight loss.
Okay, you know, I'm glad that this question came up because it touches on something that I felt it was important for us to cover at some point during the show, and that is the question of dosage. Now, you're talking about grams. I think what confuses a lot of people is the confusion over grams of fish oil in supplements versus the milligrams of EPA DHA. And I think sometimes they get used in an interchangeable basis, and it's difficult to compare apples and apples, or one product with another, or one type of product with another. Can you explain the difference between and what the best way of talking about it is between grams of oil and the milligrams of the active component of the oil, which for omega-3s would be the EPA DHA?
Absolutely. Great question. Surprising that this confusion actually goes from the level of the consumer through the level of the doctor. And I have even spoken with researchers from Harvard who are still confused. They're designing clinical trials, and they're looking at this dosing question, and they're confused about this. And what it boils down to is fish oil, when you pull it out of the body of the fish, let's say it comes out of the muscle tissue, you drain the oil out, it's approximately 30% active omega-3 fatty acids. So if you have 1,000 milligram soft gel, which is typical, you're going to have about 300 milligrams of the active omega-3 fatty acids. This is a non-concentrated, right out of the body fish oil. Well, as we've discovered, the benefits are in the omega-3 fats. There's been a real push to concentrate these omega-3 fatty acids up. And so what happens is you can do a distillation process where you can concentrate these active omega-3 fatty acids upwards into the 60%, which is 60 to 70%, which is where the ultimate omega Nordic Naturals product is a double concentrate of the omega-3s, and you can get even higher levels. And so when you're talking as a pharmacist, as a physician, you want to talk in the active ingredients. I always talk about dose-wise, I'll say 1 gram of omega-3s, which you have to focus on the active. So if you're taking a non-concentrated product, you have to add up the EPA and DHA to get to your 1 gram. And this is also how the American Heart Association makes its recommendations. They say everybody in the United States should get 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA just to support general health maintenance, just to keep our clock ticking and prevent disease.
Do you agree with that dose?
I do, for a minimum dose. I'll use 500 milligrams as a minimum dose, and that can easily be achieved in 2 capsules of a non-concentrated fish oil, or conveniently in 1 capsule, 1 soft gel of a concentrated. Now, if you have any risk markers for heart disease, which most of us do, it could even be family history of heart disease, high blood pressure, high lipids, any risk markers. Could be that your pants don't fit anymore from high school. When your waistline grows, that's a significant risk factor for heart disease. So any of these individuals are instructed to take 1 gram of omega-3 fatty acids. Again, this is not 1 gram of marine oil. This is of the active omega-3 fatty acids. And this is why Ultimate Omega is Nordic Natural's number one selling product, because convenience is an issue. You know, people don't want to take 25 soft gels a day. So when you can, you know, concentrate up that active, it's very important.
Okay, thank you. Sam, who's next?
Okay, let's talk to Jack. I think he's on a car phone from Manhattan, so please be careful. You're live on the Wilner Window. Jack, how can we help you?
Hi, doctor. I would like to ask for a teenager, a 17-year-old teenager with the Crohn's. He's doing okay, so gaining weight slowly. And he's taking a sublingual B-complex, and the blood test recently shows that he has 1,500 of B12, which is higher than the norm. How would I explain that?
Well, he's taking a sublingual B-complex because he thinks that that'll increase his ability to absorb the B12?
No, just because the inflammation, I heard that inflammation from Crohn's causes, it might cause a deficiency in the B12 or other B12.
Okay, all right, let me, there's 2 things here that I think we need to comment on. First is the B12 question and the absorption and blood levels. The other is that for Crohn's, you really ought to also be thinking about fish oil. Let me first comment on the B12, and then I'll pass the fish oil component over to Dr. McKay. If he is getting his blood levels measured for B12 and done properly, and the levels are high, you should be celebrating, you know, not worrying, because the problem with B12 supplementation is that it is difficult to get it into the bloodstream from an oral product. So, you know, that's why they used to always recommend the injectable B12. Now we know that if you take a high enough dose, whether it's sublingual or not sublingual, because I don't think sublingual really matters, that you can get the absorption up there. But it sounds like you have the opposite of a problem. You should be very happy that you're able to get the high levels of B12. Now, on the other hand, for Crohn's disease, I believe that that is a clear indication for omega-3 supplementation. Dr. McKay, am I correct?
Absolutely. The inflammation that occurs in the intestine with the Crohn's disease and the can be quelled by the anti-inflammatory aspect of fish oil. So fish oil supports the body's natural anti-inflammatory response, and much of the pathology of Crohn's disease is related to inflammation. So, and also these essential fatty acids are easy to become deficient in Crohn's disease, so that you will have secondary symptoms, depression, heart disease, other reasons that you might need higher levels. Now, What you mentioned also about the B12, we know that B12 is absorbed in that proximal small intestine, and that's why when that area is inflamed, we don't absorb the B12 as well. So the finding the higher levels of B12 may be telling us that that the Crohn's is not so far progress that the individual is having a lot of troubles with that absorption. So again, I would be celebrating. And the good thing about B12 is it's water soluble. You get too much, you're just going to pee it out, and you're going to get that yellow urine. So you can't overdo the B12 in that way. And so essentially with the fish oil, you want to use it to support the body's natural anti-inflammatory response. And I would recommend a liquid fish oil to start with, and I would go with the 3-gram omega-3 dose.
There was some studies about enterically coated fish oils for problems with the inflammatory bowel diseases. And I often recommend them based on the studies I've read them. They were impressive. So would that be a useful suggestion?
Yes. The one area that enteric coated fish oils has been shown to have the biggest impact is the inflammatory bowel disease. Now, be careful. Because you go to your doctor and talk about this, there was just an article published in JAMA, was a meta-analysis of all the studies in Crohn's disease on omega-3 fats, and it was showing an unequivocal result. So,
okay.
I think Dr. Mackay has some negative things to say about enteric-coated fish oil supplements, if I remember correctly also. but we won't get into that right now. I'll tell you what, Sam, I think we're coming up to the need for a little break here. Maybe this is a good time to take care of that little business. What do you think?
That sounds like a good idea, okay. Don, but we have a few lines open to you folks, so if you want to call us and talk to our guests, it's a great show to take advantage of. We have very knowledgeable guest today, Dr. Mackay. So take advantage. 1-800-321-0710.
Yep. If you have any questions about omega-3 oils, EPA, DHA, and so forth, give us a call. Or just vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, whatever. Okay? 1-800-321-0710. That number works from Atlanta as well, folks. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And we're here with Dr. Duffy Mackay. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
First, there was the orange. Then, there was vitamin C. And now, Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C.
EZ-C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the EZ-C line using only the highest quality ingredients. EZ-C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with EZ-C by Natrol, now available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Duffy Mackay. Before we get back to the telephones, just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, makers of the My Favorite Multi line of supplements. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists, and it's now on sale at 30% off list price. Dr. Mackay, one thing we haven't touched on yet is there are supplements available, omega-3 supplements from Nordic Naturals and others, that are not just the regular EPA-DHA combination. They actually are kind of modified to the extent that one has higher EPA than you would normally find. Another might have higher DHA than you would normally find. Maybe you could touch on some of these special variations of the omega-3 supplements and what they're used for.
The variety of products in the fish oil category with the different ratios of EPA and DHA are essentially condition specific, as you will. For instance, pregnancy. The research, the data we understand that really leans heavy on the need for DHA, the specific omega-3 fatty acid DHA. The developing fetus relies on the DHA to manufacture the cells of the nervous system, the brain, the eyes, the retina specifically. The last trimester of pregnancy is a high demand for DHA, and the mother will shunt DHA to the fetus and can become deficient, which is one of the main hypotheses for postpartum depression at this point. And so to serve the needs of that population, Nordic Naturals has played with the ratios, bumped up the DHA levels to meet the needs of a pregnant woman, and so they can take less capitals and get all the DHA they need. Now, similar story with inflammation. We know that inflammation is blocked by EPA. EPA is the primary of the two fatty acids, appears to block inflammation and support the natural anti-inflammatory response. So say you're a chiropractor and you're treating a lot of joint inflammation. Well, you're going to want a product that's made for you that's got high EPA so you can really combat that inflammation effectively. And so that's where the variety of ratios come from, is to meet the needs of all the individuals out there.
So a person with arthritis or joint pain, for example, might want to utilize a high EPA-containing product rather than the regular, like the Ultimate Omega.
Absolutely, because they're going to be able to take the same amount of caps and get much more EPA per cap, because we've leaned that capsule into an EPA-concentrated capsule, and they're going to get the results.
What about heart disease? Where does that fit into all of this?
Interestingly enough, for a long time we were looking at EPA for heart disease, but now we start to find more of a balanced formula out there. So Ultimate Omega appears to be the perfect formula for heart disease. The DHA in there, emerging evidence showing that it impacts things like blood pressure and even lowering triglyceride levels. Now, for me as a naturopathic doctor, I always want to look at nature and nature in balance, and we find EPA and DHA together in nature. They work together in the body, so it's important to get some amount of both in your products.
Very good. Okay, Sam, who's next on the phone lineup?
All right, Stephen from Rutherford, New Jersey. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Stephen?
Yes, doctors, I recently went for a blood test, a routine blood test, and my CRP was 5.4. I take fish oil capsules, 3 grams, three a day. And I also take flax oil, from 1 to 2 tablespoons. Is the flax oil causing a problem?
What do you... Go ahead.
The flax oil granules.
Okay. Oh, you're taking granules?
Yeah.
Not flaxseed oil.
Oh, they don't know. The flaxo granules mixed in juice.
Oh, well, there's not a lot of flaxseed oil unless it's enhanced in the granules or powdered flaxseed products. I wouldn't worry too much about that. But Dr. McKay, I mean, wouldn't you think that omega-3s could help lower C-reactive protein?
Absolutely. There is studies that show that it lowers C-reactive proteins. My question is, you said you're taking 3 grams, and so are you taking 3 soft gels?
Yeah, 3 soft gels.
3 soft gels of which product?
I believe it's one of the local products.
So you're most likely taking a non-concentrated fish oil product. So you're really only getting about 900 milligrams of total omega-3s in those 3 soft gels. So the idea is, if you want to focus on lowering that C-reactive protein, you're going to need about 3 grams of total omega-3 fatty acids. So go back to your product, read the label, and look at the number of milligrams of EPA and DHA and add them up in the amount you're taking per day. Bump that up to 3 grams of EPA and DHA combined. Go back to the doctor in 3 months, and that C-reactive protein level should come down nicely.
I have another question, sir. I've been being treated for a gum inflammation of the gum, being scraping. Would that raise up my CRP by a dentist, you know?
No. It's not that raises. It's a little bit of a chicken and egg phenomena. The high CRP is indicating that you have inflammation in the body. So that inflammation isn't going to spare to one side of the body. It's everywhere. It's what we call chronic systemic inflammation. So the redness you see in your gums and that inflammation you see in your gums, well, that's what the insides of your blood vessels look like as well. That's soft pink tissue that's inflamed. So the dentists are discovering the link between dental health and heart health. And some of this might be related to chronic inflammation in the body.
And
Stephen, let me comment quickly. You know, a CRP is not the disease. You know, very often we get calls where the person calling is so fixated on the fact that one particular test came out a little bit out of range that they're ready to rewrite their wills and start dividing up their assets. A CRP is one of many tests that your doctor must have run. Okay, he's the one that can judge how significant that value is, and if the other a related test do not show a problem, then you might be worrying a little bit more than you have to about this one particular clinical result. Okay?
And Don, we've also had another caller as well as Stephen mention that they felt that after taking their fish oils, their CRP was increased. And I guess we could say that it's doubtful.
Yeah, and again, you know, the other thing we didn't comment on, you know, flaxseed oil kind of is an omega-3, but not really. You're not going to be getting the same amount of therapeutic benefit from a flax oil, and especially from a flaxseed granule type product or flax seeds, that you will from an EPA DHA omega-3 concentrate. So flaxseed is fine. It's got fiber. It has lignans. Flaxseed oil is fine, but not for therapeutic purposes. For that, you really want to do what Dr. McKay said. You want to focus in on the really strong sources of inflammation fighting things, the EPA, the DHA, and make sure you're using a concentrated omega-3 at the proper levels. Okay, thank you for the call. All right, folks, we have to pause for just a moment for a brief message.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer.
Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.